You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
I'm going to save all my stuff for odds and ends, so you guys go ahead. Jeremy wants to talk about excitement.
Oh, I got a little too into Dancing with the Stars last night. First of all, it was a Latin night, so it was really spicy. Yeah,
were they doing the forbidden dance?
Oh, a lot of forbidden dances. A lot of skimpy outfits. Pitbull was on. He was one of the celebrities.
Oh, Mr. International.
And my new favorite song is Green Light. Look it up. Okay, I posted it on my Facebook.
You need to pause.
It's so good.
I need to tell the city the couple of things about this morning. Okay, so Jeremy walks in. First thing he does... He puts his bag down, and then he comes around. He looks me straight in the eye. He's like, did you watch Dancing with the Stars last night?
Girl.
And I'm like, no, Jeremy.
It was so good.
And then he goes off to his little production studio to start doing his morning, you know, chores or whatnot. And I walk past, and Jeremy has this song on repeat. I played
it three times.
I walked into the studio over your shoulder. Did you know that?
Pitbull, Green Light.
And I'm like, what is Jeremy, like, on repeat?
Okay. Well, get to the meat of your story.
Well, side note, too, there's another guy in that song. I just found out his name. It's Lunch Money Lewis.
Oh, of course.
So good. Look him up. Lunch
love
Money
that
Lewis,
Lunch
Dom.
Money Lewis.
So anyway, so yeah, it was Latin night. So it's very seductive. And Ryan Lochte was dancing with his partner. And they start stripping down during this dance. And they end up like, she's just in this skimpy little bikini.
Yeah, they're ripping clothes off.
He ends up in a tiny little pair of yellow shorty shorts. And that's it.
Yeah.
So they finish their forbidden dance.
Here we go.
And Ryan Lochte is visibly aroused.
Oh.
You can see the excitement from that dance.
Cheryl Burke had to, like, stand in front of him.
They were trying to block him.
I don't think was helping the situation.
At all. And it was so obvious. And Nicole was watching it with me. And she's like, I can't take my eyes off it. That's all I see.
Then let me ask you, will that help him points-wise or hinder him?
I don't know.
He didn't get kicked off, so.
Right, he's still there.
Amber Rose got kicked off.
But
sorry,
how
spoiler
embarrassing.
Alert. Oh, my God.
Is it more of a.
It's a compliment to the dance and his partner.
No, it is an insult. Like, you. Like, not she's at a all. Professional
no.
dancer.
Not at all.
No, it is.
You
like,
didn't even watch it.
I did.
The dances are
I'm telling
seductive.
You, if from what you're describing, I don't think Ryan Lochte, especially knowing his personality.
He's a mouth breather.
He's not going to see this as
a negative. It's going to be
right.
Like,
he's going to be like, look, I'm a man.
No.
Okay. Which led into a conversation with me and Nick Nack is, you know, I can't, one of those, I don't know how you guys walk around with that, how embarrassing. And I kind of was like, you get to a point in your life where I think you can kind of control if that happens.
Janet Kramer was on last night. She's a hot little country singer. And she was off the charts smoking. And their dance was so much sexier. There was rain coming down. It was probably one of the sexiest times on Dancing with the Stars. That guy didn't get all bubbly.
Well,
you can control that.
Just
Lisa,
baseball.
I have an incredible mind power.
What's funny, we'll say this and then we're going to move on.
No.
Is when... That happens when there's no real reason.
Right, yeah.
And that's what's frustrating
like the wind
for a guy.
Yeah, the wind can blow.
Love fall.
As a guy, you're like, well, nothing's happened. What's
the point of this right now, sir?
Exactly. What brought this on? Okay, let's move on to another story. What
you
else
can't
we
control
have?
It? You can't make it go away?
You can't?
I can.
That's not something I would brag about, though,
no,
I
could
guess.
Make it, you know.
I could say something horrible, but
power
I won't. All right, let's move on.
We
get into all that. I've got odds and ends. Man, have I got them. I collected good stuff for you. I want to start with this 911 operator down in Houston. I guess there's a level of trust we have with dialing 911 because you assume if you have an emergency and you call that number.
The person on the other end is going to do their job.
Yeah, they're almost like caring and nurturing. And I would imagine in Denver, they're all fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not so in Houston. The fallout continues, they say. A 911 operator in Houston has been accused of hanging up on hundreds of people calling to report emergencies.
Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Rude.
Her name is Crenshonda Williams.
Really?
Crenshonda apparently takes, they say in the average call taker, that's how they refer to, will answer about 2,000 calls a month. They think that she has hung up on, as last count, 825 emergency calls.
she's
and they're just
lady.
Now noticing this?
Why are you calling me?
They do, it's almost like a little audit where they go through and they start listening to tapes and everything.
Right, like the call but may be recorded.
They get flagged when there's something called a short call. And a short call is any call to 911 that lasts less than 20 seconds. And so they noticed in an internal audit that Crenshanda had a very large number of short calls. And so they started investigating. Then they started listening to the tapes. And on one of the tapes, you hear Crenshanda saying to the person who was calling about, I believe, a deadly armed robbery, quote, ain't nobody got time for this, for real, and then click hangs up on them.
What?
How about that? Now, you might be wondering, I was, what is the penalty for this kind of thing?
Like, that's your like lifeline.
They said that Crenshanda could spend a maximum of 2 years in prison.
Good.
It's counts of interfering with a 911 call.
Yeah.
I'd say she interfered.
Yeah. That's an excellent reenactment, though,
that
you just did.
Yeah, that was like
theater. That's spot on.
You know I was being very careful,
yes,
right?
Yes, you were.
You understand.
You said, quote, very nice.
I wonder, well, I quote. Hate to even ask this, but like, I wonder how many people have not come through because she's just been like, eh, click.
Right. Right. And they say the vast majority of people called back within just a few minutes.
Got some. Can I get somebody right. else?
Yeah.
Is there anyone? Can I speak to your manager?
Excuse me, was that you?
Is this Crenshanda again? Can I? Yeah.
No, I'd like Mike.
Yeah. So anyway, that's going on down in Houston. We were talking on the show, I don't know, a couple of months ago about the hottest peppers that you can eat. And I think I was talking about the scale. What was that?
Calvin scale? Is it the Calvin?
It's not a Calvin scale. Hold on a second. I'll let me dig it back up.
It's a hot it's ass
the,
scale.
Ghost pepper is the hottest, isn't
it's
it?
It's the
though?
Damn scale.
It's not the It's the Scoville scale.
Scoville.
The Scoville scale. List the spiciest peppers in the world. Now, the ghost pepper is not number one, but it's up there.
Yeah.
And so there's a story about a dude out in San Francisco who was in one of those pepper-eating contests.
He's only those, a guy right? would do this, yes.
Right.
That is very true.
So he's in this contest.
I got this, bro.
Let me jump ahead so you see where the story is going. The article about it is in the Journal of Emergency Medicine.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I hope this so did Crenshanda answer when he called?
So this guy is 47 years old. He was in this contest and he wound up in the emergency room. The word they use in this story is ripped. They say it ripped a 1-inch hole in his esophagus.
Yep.
It seems to me that a ghost pepper wouldn't necessarily rip it. It'd be like it would melt it.
It'd be like disintegrating as they go down.
Dissolving his esophagus or something.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't sound fun to me.
A
1-inch
hole. Fair question. He wound up in the hospital for 3 weeks. They had to insert a special tube.
Oh, my God. Does he talk like a robot now? Like one of the, like an ex-smoker, you know?
They had to implant a special tube so that he could actually eat food again. Because with a hole.
Right. Well, I'm just worrying if he's going to rip another hole when it comes out.
Okay. You don't ding that. That was,
yeah, no. You really do, actually.
Put that's a tube good. In it.
Why are you in charge of the buttons?
Put a tube in it.
No.
Put a tube in it.
Help, I can't believe I didn't think about that.
Put a tube in it.
Oh, my God.
I think about that. I've had numerous friends who have taken wing challenges, and I've been sitting there while they do it. And it's bad enough watching the snot and the tears roll down their face, but I'm thinking about like a day later. I'm like, dude, you are not going to be happy.
Dude,
it's not going to be a good situation.
I told you guys. Remember old Sweet Gentleman Caller? Remember that guy from my past? The sushi place right across the street. You can see it from the studio. They have a like volcano monster Godzilla sushi roll, and it's a challenge. And it's one of those things where, oh, we'll buy you a bottle of sake if you finish it within like 5 minutes or something. And so, of course, he sees this challenge. He's like, oh, I got this.
Yeah.
Fast forward about 8 hours in the middle of the night. And it was like, it'll, that's the stuff that people break up over.
Yeah. So, my own personal experience with this was going to lunch by myself one time at an Indian restaurant and getting into a kind of like a war of wills against the server who tried to talk me out of the vindaloo, which, as you know, on an Indian food menu is.
Is it spicy?
It can be really. He's like,
very spicy.
He told me, he's like, I don't think this is right for you. And I said, hey, I can handle this.
This is not good for
he
you.
Said that. He tried to warn me. He's like, I don't think this will be good. I said, no, I need something spicy today.
Okay, white boy.
I got to tell you something. I thought I was going to die But every time he looked over at me, I had to put on a game face. Like everything
what?
Was fine.
What?
But he could probably tell because I bet sweat was pouring off of me. God.
Would you like to get
the But I would look back over at him across the room and I would take another bite and defiantly chew it in front of him.
Lick your plate.
Right. And then
you're
I would,
like rubbing the sauce in your eyes.
Then
what?
I would wait until he turned away and I would grab naan and was throwing it in my mouth and putting my napkin in my mouth.
This is why women live longer.
That's probably true. What do I have last? Oh, so people who like getting scared, they actually love getting scared for Halloween. That's why some of these like extra scary haunted houses have lines around the block. Ugh. Because some people really like to be scared. Well, here, if that's you, I don't know how scary this would be, but man, would you have a story to tell your friends. Airbnb is hosting a contest where if you win it, you can spend Halloween night in Dracula's castle in Transylvania.
Yes.
And I know what some of you are saying. You're saying, well, Dracula is a fictional character and there is no Transylvania.
False.
That's correct.
Oh.
But.
Jeremy!
But Transylvania was based on Romania, which is where this castle is, and Dracula is based on a real guy who lived centuries ago whose name was Vlad the Impaler because of how he would kill his enemies, mm-hmm. and legend had it that he would drink their blood. So you will be spending the night in Vlad the Impaler's castle. No one has spent a night there since 1948.
From what I understand, you get to sleep in coffins, caskets.
They are velvet-lined coffins.
Oh, my God. That is like...
I saw the photos of this place, and it looks super creepy. I mean,
like
it's dark.
That's like Rob Zombie's like, ultimate dream.
They have swords and stuff hanging on the walls.
Swords. So you can just check out. Go to Airbnb. They'll tell you about it. You have to answer this question. The question is, what would you say to Dracula if you were face-to-face with him? And you have to do that in 550 characters or less, of course.
Buffy did that, no problem.
It's like three tweets, I guess. But if you can answer that question, they will fly you over to Romania and you can sleep in the velvet coffins.
I'm packing my garlic and how do you kill it? Is it like a wooden stake through the heart? Is that
through the heart? Can you bring a nightlight to Vlad's?
Blah.
What would you guys say to Dracula? We should think about that.
I already know mine.
Go ahead, Chris.
I tie it in with the catchphrase of the 90s, and I'd say, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There it is.
Well,
Chris, you pack your bags. Yeah. You're going over to Romania.
I'm a winner.
That's a winner right there.
Plus, you say you got about another 540 characters left.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.